From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Mexico is speaking up about President Donald Trump's decision to end the DACA program for young immigrants who came to the U.S. unlawfully as children. The Mexican foreign minister visited California lawmakers Monday and promised to support DACA recipients facing deportation. Ben Bradford reports from Sacramento.
Mexican Foreign Minister Luis Videgaray Caso spoke with Governor Jerry Brown and the Democratic leaders of the state Senate and Assembly, where he says they discussed climate change, immigration, and trade. Afterward, at the Mexican consulate in Sacramento, he met with about two dozen DACA recipients. Videgaray says his country opposes the program's repeal, but will gladly accept Mexican-born immigrants forced to leave the U.S. because of it.
Having 600,000 educated, college-educated, most of them, well-meaning, law-abiding, talented young people, full of energy and creativity. That would be a blessing for Mexico.
He says the Mexican government will provide legal aid to those who wish to stay in the United States, and it's preparing a list of job opportunities for those who leave. In Sacramento, I'm Ben Bradford.
California lawmakers are preparing their own support for DACA recipients. A bill amended yesterday and supported by Governor Jerry Brown would add $20 million to the state budget for legal aid. California lawmakers are also set to vote this week on a few final edits concerning the legal sale of marijuana. As Daniel Potter reports, it's the legislature's last chance to make tweaks before the state starts issuing licenses in January.
The proposal follows a big effort earlier this year to align the state's rules on medical and recreational pot, and it would allow one storefront to sell both. Besides that, Nate Bradley, a lobbyist for the California Cannabis Industry Association, says a lot of it is just correcting typos. The earlier bill was a big undertaking, he says, and drafting errors were bound to creep in.
I mean, we're talking 300 pages of language, and, you know, this was done in a matter of months. You know, you're not going to get it all right the first time. Mistakes will happen.
The measure will need two-thirds approval from lawmakers to pass before the session wraps up this week. If it's signed by the governor, state regulators will add more details this fall. In Berkeley, I'm Daniel Potter.
Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.